Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is senior pastor of Rock Springs Church in Milner, Georgia, Dr. Benny Tate. Our co-host today is Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network, and we are excited that you chose to tune in with us today. Yeah. This is a broadcast you are not going to want to miss. None of the PTL Television Network has been thriving. We absolutely love it.
Amen.
You know why? Because we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
The full gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. We will continue to preach until our last breath. And that's the opportunity that the PTL Television Network has given many people as well.
Yes, that's right, Ricky. And I want to remind you, of course, at the beginning of every show, you know, we have our call center here. So
yes.
That means that we get to, and every once in a while, I'm like, Lord, I go and I stop and I take calls for the afternoon. And you know, the partners, so many of them, they say, listen, how do I watch every,
yes.
They want to watch every day. They want to see what's happening at the PTL Television Network. Many of you don't even realize that not only are we broadcasting the Jim Baker Show, but we have almost 100 different pastors and teachers and prophetic teachers every single day who are teaching 24 hours a day on the PTL Television Network. And so I want you right now, listen, the easiest way, I want you to get out your cell phone,
yes.
Grab your cell phone and download the official PTL Network app on your Android, using your Apple phone, any device, any smartphone that
That's
you
right.
have, iPads, computers, you can download that free official PTL Network app. Also Roku, Apple TV, the free streaming, which we've just launched
Amazing.
And added an additional million homes. So there are so many different ways that you can tune in and watch the PTL Television Network.
That's
Do
right.
that today and you will be blessed. That's our heart, is finding prophetic speakers, teachers, practical teachers that will help you in your journey with the Lord.
Amen. That's right. And we will continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus
yes.
Christ, the only way to heaven. We want to clarify
yes.
that. We here
Amen.
At the PTL Television Network, we do not mince our words. We want to make sure you know that Jesus Christ is the only
Man.
Way to heaven. You
yes.
need to be sure that you are brought into the family of Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, there has never been a better moment than right
Thank
now.
You.
The beginning of this broadcast, before we go into this Holy Spirit-inspired show, say, Lord, I recognize I am a sinner in need of a Savior,
yes.
and you are that one true Savior. Invite him to be the King on the throne of your heart and give up that seat. And I promise you, you'll be brought into the family of
yes.
Jesus Christ, and you'll be secured with your salvation through the blood that he shed on
Amen.
That cross. That's waiting for you. The comfort of the Holy Spirit is waiting for you. And we actually have a book today, Maricela. I got to finish it this morning. I'm telling you,
yes.
the book is titled Unlimited, and it makes me want to read it again.
Amen.
This is an exciting book. We have Dr. Benny Tate here. He has served over 30 years as the senior pastor of Rock Springs Church in Milner, Georgia. Under his leadership, the church has grown in attendance from 80 to more than 8,000 people.
Wow.
Rock Spring Church has multiple thriving campuses across Middle Georgia, as well as an online campus. And he's the author of this new book, Unlimited, Experiencing the Fullness of God's Power in Your Life. And we're honored to have
yes.
you here today.
I'm honored,
Pastor.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you
honored
so much.
Rick. A truly Holy Spirit-inspired book. It's about the Holy Spirit, too, so it's very,
yes.
very fitting. What inspired you to write a book like this called Unlimited?
Well, what happened, Ricky, in 2016, I was preaching a series of messages on the Holy Spirit. And what I wanted to do, I really wanted to help our people.
Yes.
I want to help our people. But to be honest with you, God did something in me.
Amen.
God did a work in me. And that work in me spread to our staff. And it spread throughout mm-hmm. our church. You know, the Bible compares the Holy Spirit to a fire.
Amen.
Yes.
And that fire just spread in our church, and God did some amazing things. And the power of the Holy Spirit is unlimited. Oswald Chambers said this. He said, the Holy Spirit is the first power that the Christian comes to experience.
Amen.
Amen.
But he said it's the last power that Christians come to understand.
Wow.
And so my objective was, look, I wanted people to understand who the Holy Spirit was
yes.
and how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. And and that he's not weird.
That's right. Right.
He's not mystical.
That's right.
That the Holy Spirit is for everybody. And, you know, communication comes from the Latin word communis.
Communis.
Which means common ground.
Amen.
And as preachers, I think many times we're into impressing people. But we need to be into impacting people.
Amen.
We need to be impacting
Amen.
People. Amen. Impacting people. And giving people the handles. And so it's just it's a practical book on the Holy Spirit.
You know, Pastor, your introduction starts by saying that you made a living selling whiskey out the back door of your house.
That's exactly right.
Wow. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, how I came to faith in Christ. Here's what I want a person to understand today, Ricky. Somebody said, well, I'll become a Christian when I want to. No, that's not true. You'll become a Christian when the Holy Spirit draws you.
Amen.
There's no salvation outside of the drawing of the Holy Spirit. There's no assurance of salvation outside of the drawing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My mother, with a sixth grade education, spent a night or two with a man, and I was conceived. Mm. I was conceived, and when she told my biological father that she was with child, he left.
Wow.
I was raised by a stepfather. My mother said that when I was in her womb, one day he took her to a dark, dreary, drabby facility. But Marcella, she could tell it was a medical facility. Mm-hmm. And she said, what are we doing here? Just my little old mom. Mm. He said, well, you don't need that baby.
Wow.
And I don't want that baby. Mm. And my little mother, Marcella, she ran out of that facility and said, nobody's going to kill my baby.
Come on.
Nobody's going to kill my baby.
Yes.
So,
amen. Praise God.
Ricky, there are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children.
Praise Amen. God.
There are no accidental
Amen.
Children.
From the Lord.
And
Amen.
That man, though, he raised me.
Yes. Mm.
And Ricky, each day he would tell me I was ignorant.
Mm.
Each day he would tell me I was illegitimate. I just wish he'd used that word.
Wow. Mm.
Each day he would tell me how I would never amount to nothing, how stupid I was. I got to the point that I started believing it. Because death and life's in the power of the tongue.
That's right.
They took me to a facility in Murfreesboro, Tennessee to check my mental capacity because I couldn't learn. He would beat my mother.
Mm.
He would beat my mother and say as he was beating my mother, when I get through beating your face, no man will ever look at you.
Mm.
We probably left Marcella and Ricky 15 or 20 times.
Wow.
I said, Mama, why did we always go back?
Mm.
Why did we go? She said, I just had a sixth grade education.
Wow.
I had nowhere to go. That's why in our church there in Milner, Georgia, we have a place called the Potter's House.
Yeah.
It's for women that have nowhere to go.
Amen.
It's why I started a place called Melba's Manor for ladies that are pregnant and have nowhere to go.
Amen.
Your passion comes out of your pain.
Amen.
Eventually, Ricky, my mother left for good, but it wasn't good. Because we had nothing.
Mm.
We had nowhere to go. We lived in nightclubs. We sold whiskey legally.
Mm.
We did whatever we could to survive. We were just as lost as could be. My mother went through a bad relationship and went to bed. Decided that she would end her life.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Went to her first cousin's house, planning to end her life that she had partied and caroused with. I talk about it in my book, Defy the Odds.
Mm-hmm.
And, that first cousin came to the door and she said, can I spend the night with you? And that first cousin said, yes, you can. But I want you to know, I'm not the person that I used to be.
Amen.
I've given my life to Christ.
Praise God.
Praise God. And Marcella, the place where my mother, the place where my mother went to end her life, she found life.
Wow.
She found abundant life. She
Amen.
Found eternal life through the power of the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Dealing with my mother's
wow.
life.
And that's what the Holy Spirit will do for you. He'll do for anybody. The Holy Spirit wants to intervene for you. Why? Because he is our great comforter. The Holy Spirit, like you say, is not some mystical third figure. No, he is the third figure of the Godhead. We absolutely believe that. But people have this perception of the Holy Spirit, Pastor. What has developed over the last couple hundred years where we see this perception of the Holy Spirit as a mystical figure of maybe that, you know, I will accept Jesus, but I won't necessarily accept the power of the Holy Spirit working in my life every day. Why is the church pushed away from the Holy Spirit?
Well, I think there is. I think there's several reasons. I think part of it is we're unlearned. Mm. I think sometimes it's indulgence that people are, that people have been taught things that there's not a scriptural basis for.
That's right.
Just being reality. But I think people have to understand that God is on the throne, Ricky.
Yes.
Amen.
God is on the throne. Jesus is at his right hand.
Yes.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit is the one. He's here with us.
Yes. Amongst us.
He's here with us. And what I would challenge people to do is focus on a relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a force. The Holy Spirit is not energy. The Holy Spirit is not a it.
Amen. That's right.
The Holy Spirit is a person.
Yes. Amen.
He is a person
Thank
who
you,
can
Lord.
Be quenched. He is a person that we can, Marcella, we
yes.
can grieve
yes.
him.
That's
we
right.
can hurt him deeply.
Yes.
He's very, very Jesus sensitive.
Yes.
And so I just challenge people to understand. Just, I'm getting to know you, Ricky. I'm getting to know my friend Mondo. I'm getting to know Marcella. Well, that comes through time.
That's right.
And getting to know the
That's
Holy Spirit, getting to know the Holy Spirit comes through time.
Yeah.
But look, the book, when we call it Unlimited, here's what I would say to everybody that's watching even today. I pastor a church in Milner, Georgia. Our zip code is EIEIO. I mean, literally, we're Hooterville. Not long ago, the Associated Press reached out to us. The Associated Press reached out. And my assistant said, the Associated Press wants to talk to you, Pastor. And, you know, that sent up a little bit of a flag. And I said, why do they want to talk to me? They said, well, you don't understand. We're the only church in America that has 5, 6, 7 times the attendance on Sunday as the population of the town you're in.
Wow.
You're in Milner with 700 people, but 7,000-8,000 people showing up on Sunday.
Amen.
Well, look, what's the explanation? Here's what I want you to understand, Marcella. Here's what I want you to understand, Mondo. The only explanation is the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit.
Man.
The unlimited power.
Yeah.
And I want our listeners to know that, listen, if you don't experience, I've got a friend and he'll say to me many times, do you need anything? And I'll say, no, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And then this friend will say to me, Benny Tate, if you need anything and you don't call me, you're living beneath your privileges.
Wow.
Every person out there,
wow.
if you don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you are living beneath your privileges.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
That's a word right there.
You know,
living beneath your privileges.
This is what we were talking about in the green room. You should have been there in the green room with us. I want to tell you something. I found myself, you made me think of so much. You're helping me understand my journey.
Thank you.
When you think you know, you don't know.
That's exactly right.
I was in the middle of Scandinavia, and I've told you this story many times, preaching to 50,000 people every single night, and I'm getting exhausted and excited and everything. Yet in the middle of that, the Holy Spirit decides to speak to me. And the first thing that your friend Jim Baker and some other people that came around my life that taught me was to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
That's exactly right.
To recognize it in the midst of what you think is God. And it probably is God. But there's times where God will interrupt himself with the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you something.
Yes, he will. Amen.
And I heard him say, you got to get to know me.
Yes.
You're talking about me, yet you don't know me. Mm. You're laying hands on people, yet you've never experienced me. I needed to understand the last 26 years, after traveling the world and speaking, and the greatest moment for an evangelist, right? Ministry can be built, your name can be built, books be written and telling people how to do it. Yet he rebuked me and got my attention, and he said, I want you to go home and get to know me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can I build on that, Ricky,
Please.
What he just said? Look here. Think about this. Jesus told the early church, he said, you go to Jerusalem and you just wait. You wait and pray. I mean, they were 120. He said, you go there and you wait and pray. Now, look, don't you preach. Don't you teach? No need of having a capital stewardship campaign. No need of having a simulation strategic meeting. Don't you do anything. Don't you do anything till you be endued with power from on high.
Yes.
Don't you do anything. So why would we today think, that we can do anything of significance without the power of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah. Right.
Wow. Without the power of the Holy Spirit. Think about it. Jesus was baptized. Yeah. Jesus was baptized there at the Jordan River.
That's right.
30 years old, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. And he began his ministry.
Yeah. Amen.
And he was doing the same thing in Mondo's life.
Yeah.
Mondo was getting to know God through the power of the Holy Spirit on a deeper level. Yeah. Because what he was probably doing in his ministry, he was adding, but God said, no, no. Mondo, you're going to multiply.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your ministry. Look here. I want to say to every pastor.
Amen.
Look, pastors, I want to say to every pastor that every church that's listening to me today, the greatest days of your ministry are not behind you.
Amen.
The greatest days of your ministry are out in front of you.
Mm.
Hear me. The greatest days of your ministry are not behind. They're out in front. There's three reasons why I want you to know this. Three reasons why I want you.
Mm.
Number one, a greater population.
Amen.
When Christ was here, there was 250 million people on the earth. Today, 9 billion.
That's
right. Hey, look here. Greater population, but wait, greater technology.
Yeah.
Amen.
Marcella was just talking about the technology that you all are using right here.
Yes.
The technology and how you're reaching so much, so many people, how God's given us that technology for the gospel's sake.
Amen.
But let me tell you the most important reason why, Ricky. I believe the greatest days for ministry are ahead of us.
Yes.
Is an outpouring
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now look what he said. He said, in the last days, I'll pour my spirit out on all flesh.
Amen.
And your sons and your sons and daughters shall prophesy and your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's unlimited.
Amen.
I'm sorry for getting excited. Thank
Come on. Well, if there's anything Holy to get excited Spirit. About, it's the Holy Spirit.
I totally agree.
Amen.
I know with something like this, there doesn't come without attack from the enemy. What was the most difficult part about writing this book, Unlimited?
Here's what I would say to you. I think we missed something in I think this is certainly God speaking through Mondo on this. The Bible says when the Holy Spirit came, they were in one place and they were sitting in one place. And what I've learned about the enemy, sometimes if he can't make you bad, he'll make you busy.
Yeah. That's right.
And the Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. And a real struggle because of the church that I pastor, the size of it, and the scope of our ministry, is it was difficult because writing the book, I was very, very busy. I was traveling a lot. And I've learned that just as God slowed Mondo down, that if you really want to experience something from God, you're going to have an unhurried, quiet time with God.
Praise God.
Ricky, you're young, and when I was young, I went to the Elah Valley. Some pronounce it Elah Valley, where David got those stones to kill Goliath. And I walked down there, and I was picking up some stones to take back, and I began to think about how David felt. And David said these words. He said, "The Lord delivered me out of the paw of a lion. The Lord delivered me out of the paw of a bear, and God's going to deliver this giant into my hand."
Amen.
And God spoke to me, Marcella.
Yes.
And he said, where was David at when he delivered him out of the paw of a lion, paw of a bear? He was all alone.
That's right.
Just he and God. And God said, Benny, listen, you'll never be any more for me in public than you are for me in private.
Wow.
Mark 3:14 says he ordained the 12 that they might be with him. And then he sent forth them to preach, to teach, to heal, and cast out devils.
Amen.
But I would say the first thing was just being with him.
Yes.
Somebody like Jim Baker, somebody like Tommy Barnett,
amen.
R.T. Kendall, many that's on this show, Jensen Franklin, Mondo. The reason why they stand out in a crowd is they've learned how to be alone without the crowd.
Amen.
And so what I would say, a real struggle was, if the devil can't make you bad, sometimes he'll do his best to make you busy.
Wow.
He'll make you busy. But pastors, listen to me closely. You won't survive in ministry.
That's right.
Unless you develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wow.
Pastor, why do you believe that not enough Christians are living in their fullness of the Holy Spirit?
I think to a certain extent, I think many Christians don't realize that he is for everybody. See, the Bible,
for everybody.
He's for everybody. If I ask us around this table, if I ask our listeners here today, 15 times in the Word of God, the Bible says, be ye filled with the Spirit. Now wait, not one time, not two times, but 15 times. If God is saying something 15 times, apparently he wants us to get it.
That's right.
Well, who was the first person in the Bible to be filled with the Holy Spirit? It's interesting, Mondo. It's in Exodus chapter 31. A man, you know, you want to think it's Moses. You want to think it's David. Right. You want to think it's Daniel. You say, oh, it's got to be Jeremiah. No, no. The first man was a man by the name of Bezalel. Bezalel was he was not ministry. He probably would have been marketplace. He was a craftsman. He worked with stones. He worked with wood. He was not ministry. He was probably marketplace, but he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so what I think many people don't realize is that, Ricky, he is for everyone.
Amen.
Ricky, he is for everyone.
Good word.
D.L. Moody said he would go and preach. I mean, he was the Billy Graham before the Billy Graham.
That's right.
D.L. Moody would go and preach, and I recently was in Northfield, Massachusetts, and I was studying Moody. And two ladies would come to Moody's meetings, and they would say, Brother Moody, we're praying for you to be filled with the Spirit. And he would say, don't pray for me to be filled with the Spirit. Pray for the lost. I'm reaching people. They said, no. Moody, we're praying for you to be filled with the Spirit. And Moody had an experience, Ricky, after that in New York City with the Holy Spirit. And D.L. Moody said, I got up, Mondo, to preach. And he said, I preached the very same messages. He said, I preached the same outlines, Marcella. But he said, all the response was different. The results were different. The impact was different because of the power of the Holy Spirit in his life.
Wow.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
If you're just tuning in, we're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We are with Dr. Benny Tate with his new book, Unlimited. We're talking about the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit. This is a book that will transform you. It truly will change your life. You just need to get a copy of this. We have it available here through Charisma House.
Yes, that's right. We've partnered with Charisma House, which is a brand new affiliate for us. And we've been doing this for the last 6 months. But this is a way for you. And I would encourage anyone who's watching, you know, many times when you're tuning in and you're listening, you know, sometimes you pick up that phone and you order one copy for yourself. But I believe that this is our greatest moment. When I was listening to Pastor Benny Tate here, he said, it's not about us. It's not about us who we are so rich. We have been exposed to so much ministry, so much of the gospel. But what if God was using and giving us tools to set us up,
that's right,
to help us to reach the lost, to help us to reach those who are hurting, who have turned away from the Lord, who don't understand the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And so I want to encourage you right now that if you have been yearning, I know that there are those who are watching and saying, Holy Spirit, I want to have that experience. But maybe you don't know what that means. Maybe you don't know what that looks like. Maybe you have seen it not being done the right way and honoring the Holy Spirit. And so I want to encourage you to give God, give Jesus a chance.
Yes.
To open up that door into your life.
Amen.
Open up that door and experience the promise that he has given you. Experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And so I am asking anyone, if you find yourself in that place, or maybe you know someone, we all know someone in our lives. Every single one of us knows somebody who has not experienced the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And so I want to encourage you right now. Our operators are here at Morningside. You can call our toll-free number. It's on the screen. That's 1-888-988-1588. But do something different. Don't
yes.
just order one. Don't just say, I'm going to take this and put it on my bookshelf. No, it's time for us to learn, what is God revealing now? Because I believe, and Pastor Benny, I want to ask you,
yes,
I believe we know that the Holy Spirit, we know Jesus does not change.
Right.
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I want to ask you, do you believe that as we are entering into what I believe are the last of the last days, that the Holy Spirit, we are going to be able to see the Holy Spirit activated in a way that maybe we have not seen before? Maybe it's been because we've not allowed it.
Right.
But I believe that in these last days that we're going to see a power be unleashed if we allow it, if we open up our hearts to it. Do you believe that?
Unequivocally. I believe, you know, we're living in a day, you know, many times I'll spend time, Marcella, training pastors. Like tomorrow, I train pastors.
Man.
And I'm asked the question, Pastor Benny, how do we attract people to our churches? Mm. How do we attract people? Well, this is what I try to teach church leaders. I don't think we need to focus on attracting people. I think we need to focus on attracting the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I think we need to focus on attracting the Holy Spirit.
People.
Charles Finney said these words. He said, the Holy Spirit inside of a church will draw the world in.
Amen.
Yeah.
He said a church that does not have the Holy Spirit inside of it, the world will draw the people out.
Yeah.
Mm. A.W. Tozer said that the average church today, this was in Tozer's day, he said, if the Holy Spirit was removed, Mondo, they would continue doing 95% of what they're doing.
Wow.
If the Holy Spirit was removed out of the average church today, they would continue doing 95% of what they're doing. But then he said these words. But he said, if the Holy Spirit had been removed from the early church, 95% of what they were doing would have stopped.
Wow.
Would have ceased.
Amen.
And Ricky, here's the catcher. You said, well, wow, so we want to attract the Holy Spirit. Here's what I would say. John 15 and 26 says, when he's come, he will testify of me.
Amen.
Yes.
Look here.
Yes.
It's not about a denomination.
Amen. Amen.
It's not about a church. It's not about a person. It's not about a personality. It's about exalting Jesus.
Yes.
What brings the precious Holy Spirit is when we exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what you are doing here at this network.
Amen.
You're exalting Jesus and Jesus alone.
That's right.
And that's why God's blessing is greatly. But Marcella, I truly do believe.
Yes.
I believe that great days are ahead.
Amen.
As we're receptive to see the Bible compares the Holy Spirit to a wind.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We can't control him.
Right.
We can't control how he works and what he does. Early in my ministry, I think about it because I see how young you all are. I see how young you are. Early in my ministry, I started dating Ricky, a young lady. And after just a few dates, I said, I want to marry you. Somebody said, well, that's puppy love. It's real to the dogs, amen?
It's real to the dogs.
I mean, it's real to the dogs.
And, that's a good one.
And I said, I want to marry you. Mm. And my little wife is from a place called Prior Ridge, Tennessee. Marcella, a tornado went through there and did $50,000 worth of improvements. And but she said, Benny,
oh, wow.
You've got to ask Daddy for my hand in marriage. Mm. And I said, I'll be glad to, Barbara, because I love you. Mm. And Marcella, I went to that dad as a little old kid over 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And I said, can I marry your daughter? He said, I don't recommend you do it. Mm. I said, why, Mr. Roberts? He said, do you understand how sick she is? Mm. Do you understand she'll have 8 to 10 epileptic seizures a day? Mm. Do you understand she has seizures, Mondo, and will lose 5 pounds?
Wow.
Do you understand she has seizures, Benny, and will just gush up blood?
Mm.
You don't know what you're getting into. I said, it matters not. I love her.
Wow.
And we got married. Mm. And Marcella, I've often said, we were so young when we got married, we didn't know whether to go on a honeymoon or summer camp. We were just babies when we got married.
That's right.
But you know, her father was right. Mm. We would go to church and Barbara would have seizures and we would go to church and she would have seizures and just a restaurant, she would have a seizure. Every time we was in service, I would see her come forward and come forward for healing. I was just a kid. I wasn't raised with a church background. I didn't have a lot of faith. But she would come forth for healing. I would wake up at night and I would look down by her bed and she would be down at the bed saying, God, I want to be like everybody else.
Wow.
It's embarrassing to go to church and fall out with a dress on, God.
Wow.
I wish, Lord, you would touch me. It got so dire and desperate. People in the area said, we've got to do something. And people got together and started raising funds, Mondo, and they sent her to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
Yes.
And the Mayo Clinic, Marcella said she had a scar on her brain. And they said she would have seizures till she died.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep taking the Dilantin. At one time, I think she was taking 15 or 16 pills a day.
Wow.
Just to moderate, just to help control it. But it wasn't stopping.
Mm.
But she said to me on one occasion, God has touched me. Here I was, just hadn't been a Christian a long time.
Mm.
God has touched me, Benny. I don't have to take the medicine anymore. And me being a man of faith, Ricky, I said, you just need to keep taking that medicine. I said, the Mayo Clinic has said you have a scar on your brain. You've got to keep taking that medicine.
Yeah. Mm.
She said, Benny, I know the Lord's touched me.
Wow.
And I was praying and I was talking to the Lord, Ricky. And I said, God, I'll make a deal with you. I said, I can't be at home during the week. I have to work Monday through Friday, but I can be home on the weekend. And I said, God, I know how to cuff my hand over her nose and mouth and get her out of those seizures faster than anybody else. I said, God, well, I'll make a deal with you, God. She doesn't have to take the medicine on the weekend, but she's got to take it Monday through Friday.
Hmm.
And Ricky, God spoke to my heart. Marcella, Mondo,
wow.
God spoke to my heart. And God said, son, what can you do that I can't do?
Wow.
I went to my boss and I said, wow. I've got to go home. I got into a 79 Ford Fairmont. I drove to my house. I saw my little wife. I looked her in the face and I said, Barbara, I believe,
yes.
I believe,
amen.
I believe, I believe.
Amen.
You don't ever have to take the medicine anymore. That's been better than 30 years ago. She's not had one seizure, not one seizure, not one seizure. So here's what I know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our God is unlimited.
Unlimited.
He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In us. So he's unlimited.
Amen. And now you and your wife, Barbara, have a daughter, Savannah, as well.
We have a daughter, Savannah Abigail. Oh. She is a doctor at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, Baltimore, Maryland. God has
Amen.
He's richly, richly blessed our lives.
Praise God.
Wow.
Pastor, could you give us some examples of the Holy Spirit moving in your church? Because I know there's a lot of churches saying, well, we've invited the Holy Spirit. We say, Holy Spirit, come, but it still feels like the valley of dry bones. How can we as a church body make sure the Holy Spirit is invited in its fullness?
Well, I would encourage us to focus on everything we do, Ricky. Mm-hmm. We need to do vertical. Mm-hmm. We need to do as unto the Lord. We need to, you know, what we send up determines what comes down.
Wow.
What we send up determines what comes down. Mm-hmm. And what I would encourage people to do is a great emphasis on vertical worship. Yeah. Is this exalting the Lord? Is this magnifying the Lord? Yeah. See, really, all we can give God is praise.
Yeah.
Amen.
You say, well, wait, Pastor. Mondo said he gave him his life. No. He gave Mondo life first.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You say, well, Marcellus said Sunday I gave the Lord my tithe. No.
He gave it to you first.
He gave it to you first.
Amen.
If you really want to give him something, you give him your praise.
Yes.
And here's what I would say to our listeners. Don't let what's wrong with you keep you from praising what's right with God.
Yes. Wow. Amen.
We serve a God, ladies and gentlemen. In this world, we can exaggerate everything, but we serve a God that's so great, he cannot be exaggerated.
Amen.
We serve a God that's so great that he cannot be exaggerated. Many churches are starting at 11 o'clock sharp, and you're ending at 12 o'clock dull.
Mm.
And you can't put God on a schedule.
Mm. Right. Amen.
You have to be open to the Holy Spirit moving and working in your midst. Now, the day of Pentecost comes. The day of Pentecost comes. And I do notice some components there. I do notice some components. Here's a vital component. If we want the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our churches, in our marriages, first of all, we've got to be obedient.
Yes.
Amen.
He told the early church, right, you go to Jerusalem and you wait. You go there and you wait. Mm-hmm. But there was something else in that scripture, if you listen, read it closely, Ricky. It says they were in one accord.
Yes.
That's right.
In one place.
Amen.
Look here. Psalms 133, verse 1 says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And then if you jump down, Mondo, to verse 3, it says, there's where I command the blessing. There's where I command the blessing. There's something about oneness. There's something about unity. There's something about oneness and unity. I think many times about David. David was going against that giant.
Amen.
The giant's a typology of the enemy.
Right.
And his older brother stops him on the way. And he says, what are you doing? You're just a nosy runt. What are you doing down here? And I thought, the devil is doing the same thing to us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's got us arguing. He's got us in division with the older brother.
Amen.
Rather than concentrating on the giant.
Yes. Amen. Mm.
Amen.
And I wish the church could realize,
yes,
we're not one another's enemy.
That's right.
Amen.
We're not one another's enemy.
Amen.
We need each other.
The body, yes, of Christ. Amen.
But we need, yes, the body of,
yes,
Christ.
Lord.
You know, we need the body of Christ, and we need to stay focused on the enemy.
Amen.
And the enemy is the giant, yes, or, yes, Satan, Lucifer.
Wow.
That's right. Amen.
Wow.
You know, in page 47 of your book, you say, before you begin praying, Lord, fill me, you must pray, Lord, empty me.
Wow.
Without a doubt. That goes back to the great preacher to a certain extent, D.L. Moody. Before D.L. Moody would preach, he would always say, Lord, fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your spirit. And one day some people asked him, they said, Brother Moody, why do you always say, fill me with your spirit? And he said these words, Mondo. He said, because I leak.
Mm.
I-L-E-A-K. I leak. We're in the world with the world, the flesh, and the devil. And what I would say to people, before God can fill us, he has to empty us.
Amen.
Look, if you study the seven churches in the book of Revelation,
yes,
they represent church ages. They represent different church ages. And the coming of Jesus is nigh even at the door. But they represent ages. And if you get to the last church age, it's the Laodicean age, which I believe is the age we're in.
Yes.
And he said to them, because thou sayest, thou art rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And I think that's the day where we're at.
Yes.
We have everything else.
Right.
You know, when Jesus cleansed the temple of the money changers, mm-hmm. he cleansed the temple of the money changers so he could really work.
Yeah.
See, we've missed it. We think somehow money is going to solve our problems. Money will not solve the problem for the church.
Amen.
We need the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And great to that,
job.
Look here. Ricky, to that last church age, Mondo, wow. You know this. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Many times as preachers, we use that for lost people, that he's knocking on your heart's door. And I know he is, but he's trying to get into the church.
Yes.
He's trying to. Somebody said, we need prayer in our schools. We need prayer in our government. I totally agree. But we need prayer in our churches.
Wow. Amen. We need prayer in
that's
our churches.
Powerful.
Absolutely. When you see what's going on today throughout the world, where would you say we are on God's prophetic timeline?
Oh, listen, we're definitely, somebody says, I don't know what this world's coming to. I know exactly what this world's coming to.
That's right, the book tells us.
This world's coming to Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Because every knee shall bow and every
Amen.
Tongue shall confess
Praise
that
God.
Jesus Christ is Lord. If we study prophecy, if we study Ezekiel 37, we saw where those bones,
yes.
those dry bones
That's
shall
right.
live again.
Amen.
In 1948. Statehood was regained to the nation of Israel.
Right.
The first world leader to recognize the nation of Israel was a president from America by the name of Harry Truman. I am convinced that as long as God is, as long as America is blessing Israel, God will
Amen.
Bless America.
Amen.
And if we ever curse
yeah.
Israel,
That's right.
God will curse
Amen.
America.
That's right.
And if you study the prophecies that were surrounding Jerusalem, there was only one problem in 1948 when statehood was regained in Israel. They did not control Jerusalem. But Luke 21 and 24 said the time would come that Gentiles would trodden overfoot
yes.
the land of Jerusalem. That time would that it would no longer exist. But in June the 5th through the 10th, the Six-Day War, Syria, Egypt, Jordan.
That's right.
Attacked this little nation of Israel. By the way, Israel has never been the aggressor.
That's right.
They weren't on October the 7th.
Amen.
Also,
That's
they weren't
right.
the aggressor.
Amen.
But after that war, they controlled Jerusalem just as the Bible prophesied 2,000 years in advance,
Amen.
And had eight times the amount of land mass. If you study Daniel 12 and 4, it says, at the time of the end, knowledge shall be increased. Men shall run to and fro. We're seeing literally from 1900 to 1950, yes. knowledge doubled in 50 years. Knowledge is doubling now. Every 11 months. I mean, listen, I'm just
yes.
saying to our listeners,
right.
you can look at the signs,
yes.
look
yeah.
at the signs, but we're to the point, Ricky, we need to listen for the shout.
Yes.
Jesus
yes.
is coming,
Woo-hoo.
And it's nigh
yes.
at the door.
That's right.
It's nigh at the door.
That's right. You know, I want to remind you, viewer, the book
Praise
of Revelation
God.
Is not a fearful book. Why? Because you as a believer are not fighting for victory. You're fighting from victory. It has already been won. It already belongs to you. Marshall, if there has ever been an important book for the church today,
Amen.
It is Unlimited. This is a
wow.
powerful book.
Praise
Pastor,
God.
The subtitle alone is a whole sermon
yes.
series. Come on. It says, experiencing the fullness of God's power in your life. And I love that you said it. You said it was 15 times. They said, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Experiencing the fullness. God never leaves you half empty, does he?
That's exactly right. Think about it. Here's Ricky, I want all of our listeners to understand. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want you. If you study the Bible, and I know you're students of the Bible that are watching today, Mondo knows this. In the Holy Spirit, what would happen is the Holy Spirit would come upon a person for a task.
Right.
Yes.
And then he would leave.
That's right.
He would come upon a person for a task, and then he would leave. I've often thought about this, Marcella. One day I envision getting to heaven, and I want to get to heaven, and I want to see Noah. And I want to say to Noah, Noah, what was it like for 370 days being in that ark? I just want to ask him that. I also want to say, Moses, what was it like laying out that staff and that Red Sea just parting? Now, look, I want to say to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what was it like being in that fiery furnace? Yeah. No, wait about this one, though. And they come out, and their clothes doesn't even smell like smoke. That's you can't even go in the Waffle House and that happened. Amen? I mean, you come out, and your clothes doesn't even smell like smoke. But, Ricky, and then I've often envisioned.
Wow.
I'm walking off, and one of them says to me, Benny? I said, What? What was it like? What do you mean? What was it like? Yeah. What was it like having the Holy Spirit inside of you?
Wow.
What was it like having somebody when you didn't know what decision to make? The person inside you led you. What was it like when you didn't know how to pray? The person inside you told you what to pray. What was it like when you opened the Bible and you couldn't understand the Bible, but the Holy Spirit inside of you revealed to you the teachings of the Word of God? What was it like? I'm just saying to our listeners, if we don't embrace the Holy Spirit, we're living beneath our privilege.
That's
Amen.
Now, Pastor, what would you say to a believer who wants to get to know the Holy Spirit better, but they don't know where to start?
Here's what I would say to the person. Well, one place I would say for a person to start, a wonderful place to start would be by reading this book.
That's right.
It's just a simple book that will give people handles.
Yeah.
It will give you handles concerning your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Let me explain something. Ephesians 5:22 says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Amen. Mm.
And then Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Then you jump down to Ephesians 6:4, and it talks about the relationship between the employer and the employees. Now, look, it gives us all this.
Yeah.
It talks us about that wife getting under the umbrella of her spiritual leader.
Amen.
It talks about that husband, Mondo, loving that wife to that extent. It talks about the children obeying. It talks about employer-employees relationship. We miss this. Ephesians 5:18, before any of that, says, be not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Spirit.
Filled with the Spirit.
Look here, Ricky, you're married and have three children.
Amen.
You can't be the husband you need to be outside of a relationship with the
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
I believe that.
You can't be the Christian you need to be. I just want everybody to know how practical, how much, you know, we said, well, Pastor Benny, you need the Holy Spirit before you preach Sunday. I need the Holy Spirit in how I interact with
when
people
I wake
today.
Up, that's right.
I need, look here. I need love. I need joy. I need peace. I need long-suffering. I need gentleness. I need goodness. I need self-control in my life. According to Galatians 5:22-23, that's all fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life.
Amen.
So we need that. And it boils back that we can't do this. And by the way, when I wrote a book on the Holy Spirit, Ruth Graham wrote the foreword.
That's right.
But friends of mine like Jensen Franklin, he wrote an endorsement. Jim Cimbala, whom I saw last night, he wrote an endorsement. Because see, what I didn't want, I believe the Holy Spirit is for everybody.
Yes.
Amen.
So I believe when we write a book on the Holy Spirit, he's for the entire body of Christ.
Praise God. Yeah.
And right. what I truly believe about our book, Sunday school classes, Marcella, life groups, churches all over America are using this book in their life groups.
Amen.
They're taking the 12 chapters because they're 12 chapters that specifically deal with the Holy Spirit to help people understand the Holy Spirit. I would probably say this too. When Jesus was here, he said, if I was in Jerusalem, I was in Jerusalem. He wasn't 5 miles away in Bethlehem. But in John 14:12, he said, the works that I do, ye shall do also, and even greater works.
Even greater.
Now you said, wait, Pastor, that comes through having more faith. More faith than Jesus had?
That's right.
Get real. No, I don't. I don't have more faith than Jesus
That's
had.
That's good.
It comes through
the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
because
yes.
Today, we're here in the beautiful Ozark Mountains.
Right. Wow.
But I'm grateful the Holy Spirit's here.
Amen.
I'm grateful the Holy Spirit is back in our church in Milner, Georgia.
Amen.
I'm grateful that the Holy Spirit is working all over our planet.
That's right.
Amen.
This book's available at jimbakershow.com.
Yes.
You can go to our affiliate page with Charisma, or you can call us here at 1-888-981-588. Marcella, you were absolutely right when you said this is not a book you get one of.
That's
this is a book you get multiple and pass it out. Why? Because this is an evangelistic tool. If you want to see the power of the Holy Spirit move, people have to know about the Holy Spirit. I was having a conversation with your friend Jim Baker just the other day, and I was truly saying for this next generation, I really believe that information in its argument, whenever we see people going on college campuses and trying to argue the gospel of people, that will not change people's
That's
lives.
Right.
Why? Because this next generation is set on what they believe, and they believe it. I told them what truly will change the power or the lives of people is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A true revival is going to come upon America and upon the world, and that's where we will see the Holy Spirit move and people's lives transformed and changed.
Yes.
No, this is a book that people, I really think, cannot be without.
Yes, amen. And I'm sitting, I mean, truly, Pastor Benny, I'm sitting here and I'm just being completely just overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And even as we're sitting here, you know, I know that the Holy Spirit is here. I feel him. We've welcomed him into this place.
Amen, we do.
And I just want to ask right now for anyone who's sitting, you just said it. I'm like, God, you're so, and I love it. It's what you named your book. It's so unlimited, Lord.
Amen.
And there's nothing that keeps us. There's nothing that we have to sit there and say, you have to earn the presence. You have to work hard. You have to earn his presence. It's as simple as saying, Jesus, I surrender. You know, there's something beautiful that comes when you know that you come to a place of surrendering to Jesus Christ, knowing that there's nothing, you cannot do one more thing to earn his love, to earn his presence. There's nothing that you can do because he gave it freely to you when he sent his son to die on that cross.
Yes.
And as we sit here, this is Easter, this is resurrection time. Pastor Benny, and I believe I'm going to ask you right now, because it's what you said, the Holy Spirit is not just here in the Ozarks.
No.
The Holy Spirit is right there, every home that we have entered into, because you turned on that TV today.
Yes.
Will you invite this presence to be welcomed into their home, into their lives, their circumstances? There are many who, guess what, they're hurting. We know. I'm like, even the church, Lord, I know I have days, God, where I'm like, Lord, I need you, Jesus. I need the Holy Spirit to comfort me, to lead me, to guide me. And so will you do that right now? Take this opportunity, whatever time you need, to invite the Holy Spirit to be so ever present in anyone who's watching right now.
I'd be honored to. What I would say to every one of our listeners, if you feel like that you don't matter, I want you to know that you do matter. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit of God wants to live inside of you. I want you to know that you matter greatly. Every time that I go to Israel, Marcella talked about resurrection. I walked down to that empty tomb, and according to Romans chapter 8, verse 11, It was the power of the Holy Spirit that brought Jesus out of that tomb.
That's right.
And that same power is available for you today. I just want to lead you in a prayer. If you would just repeat this simple prayer with me today. God, I come before you today.
God, I come before you today.
And I thank you for this day.
I thank you for this day.
I thank you, God, for who you are.
Thank you, God, for who you are.
Lord, to the best of my ability, I empty myself.
Lord, to the best of my ability, I empty myself.
And God, you know what I'm emptying myself of.
God, you know what I'm emptying myself of.
Lord, and I ask you to fill me. With your power and your spirit. Now, Lord, I receive you by faith. And I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And God, you can do unlimited things. And will do unlimited things. In my life.
In my life.
Through the power,
of the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.
We want you to go to jimbakershow.com and get your copy of Unlimited, Experiencing the Fullness of God's Power in Your Life. Or you can give us a call at 1-888-988-1588. If you have prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of Christ. Go get in a good Bible-believing church and walk your faith today. There is something I want you to remember. The Holy Spirit is with you, and God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Amen. Great job.
Thank you for being on with us, Pastor.
Pastor Jim and Lori Baker invite you to the Ready Now Expo at Morningside USA for 4 power-packed days of Bible prophecy and end times preparedness. Join us Thursday, April 11th through Sunday, April 14th. Dig into end times Bible prophecy. Attend informative workshops and sharpen your preparedness skills. Shop exclusive deals at the vendor booths, product tables, and stock up on survival essentials. You'll also enjoy hearing from our special guests as a member of the live studio audience of The Jim Baker Show with our special guests, Pastor Steve Chicalante, Reverend Dave Robbins, Joshua Giles, Rick Joyner, and many other leading experts and teachers. You can join us in person or watch the live stream online. Registration is required, so visit our website at readynowexpo.com. We can't wait to see you there.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
And the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among
you? You never know who is going to be on The Jim Baker Show.
Lori, and my mission is to fulfill the great commission of Jesus Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. I want to thank you for standing with us and for your support. To hear more about the last day's events, go to watchjimbakershow.com. Remember, God loves you. He really does.